Good morning, gentlemen. First, in the Kodak Tanya, Gemara says in Brochus, right at the end, Samachtav Lamed Aleph, Hodech Bebeit HaKnesses, Lebeit HaMedrash, applies to him, Posuk, Hodech Mechara Chayel, Yerupin Elekim, Ebetzioin. Ramashar explains, Chayel is Lashem Ribui, you daven with a minion, and you learn B'chabura, in attending this Elev B'chabura. So you're going from davening straight to learning. Mekayim, what the Shulchan Aruch says, before you go to work, the first place you should go to is the Beit HaMedrash. There's a special hapakha that you'll be zeche, your epenei zechur chos ne'erokim, to be zeche to the Hashros Hashchina in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. So now that I've said these few words this morning, hopefully I also will be able to be zeche and the zechus at least I've been mishtatif on this one occasion. Yesterday, the speaker spoke about a simcha on Tisha B'Av, which is actually the topic which I was supposed to speak about. So I'm a little bit worried. Not that there isn't something else to say another mahalech, and I was going to say a different mahalech. I had yesterday's report of yesterday's shiur. I'm worried that because of Tisha B'Av, everybody will be sent for simcha. Yeah, two shame on Simcha Tisha B'Av. Don't forget the Ikka Chiv is to be Bavelis. We're looking for that, the Chita of Simcha. But the Ikka of Tisha B'Av is to be Bavelis. The 9 days is supposed to be Bavelis. Torah's Rechava B'Neyam, and there's always so much to say, different Mahalchim. And this point about the Torah B'Neyam, I'd just like to say over a Gewaltiger Remez with a sub wrote down in the name of Chassam Sofer that the Issa of Kid Hanosha is Mechuban Kenega Tisha B'Av. As it says, S Kid Hanosha, S is Tisha of, and Gid is the fast days which are also the result of Chorban Habayit. Gimel is Sem Gedalia, Yud is Asara Vatevez, and Gid altogether, Gimel Yud Dalet 17 Shiva also Tammuz. Esav wanted to destroy the Yerech of Yaakov. It was the Yerech of Yaakov, particularly the Yerech Noga, the Kaf Yerech. So the Chassam Sofer brings down Yud is the Yam HaTorah. He wanted to take away the Korach of Torah. Reish is the Rekia. The Klalisha, the reach up to the Kehovim, up to the stars. And the Chof is Gitte Akovi. The Chuban Abayis, it starts with Haskin. He wanted to do all these three things. But he was only Naga Bakaf Yarach. He only was successful to that it should be a cat. The Kith Akovi should be affected. The Shechina should depart to a certain extent. To the Chorban HaBayis, but the Torah he didn't affect, and Klal Yisrael also didn't affect. We're still here, and we're still learning, and we'll talk more about that later on. But as we said, he was successful. Esav was successful in that original battle there, between Yaakov and Esav. He was successful. That would be, at least for a time, for a period of the world history, a lack of Hashkosh Hashchina, and this is the world we live in today, unfortunately. What do we mean by a lack of Hashkosh Hashchina? It's together of Hefter Ponim, together of Tzadik Veraloi. We see very good people who are suffering, Le'aleinu, and we see Rosh HaVatovloi, we see the Rishoyim, we see the murderers, we see the evil people of a society that are successful. It's a very terrible chilul Hashem. Makes everybody ask questions. But that question is the chilul Hashem. And this is the MS, what we are mourning about these days, these 9 days on Tisha B'Av as well. We're mourning the lack of the Beit HaMikdash. We're not mourning the fact that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed 2,000 years ago. There's a limit to how long a person is in Avelis. So what is this gathering of being in Avelis? thousands of years later. Because it's well known that the Maestro of Napoleon, when he saw the Jews crying on Tisha B'Av, and he said, what are you crying for? He said, our temple has been destroyed. And he said, well, I didn't hear about it. He said, it was 2,000 years ago. And he made this very famous statement that the Jews still crying about something which happened 2,000 years ago, then they'll surely see it rebuilt. And he actually did try to put into effect some kind of program for rebuilding the temple, interestingly. But the real Avelis, though, is the fact that today, in our world today, we have not got a Beit HaMikdash. That's the point. We've not been zoche to a rebuilt Beit HaMikdash. We've not been zoche to a removal of this heft upon it. Despite the fact that, ironically, it's actually more advantageous for the Prat to live through a time of a heft upon him, because we can be zoche and more in our avodah, because it's not so easy, precisely because we're not appreciated. It's precisely because it's difficult to have a emunah when everything is so clear, so we might not get any schus at all for doing it. Everything is so clear, there's no avodah required. So for the individual, actually, it's actually the sin bechina that it's better as it is at the moment. But we should be big hearted enough, that's the right word, to be started in the tzad hashchina. If you look at the world as a whole, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, and people don't appreciate them. They ask questions and they're aware of justice. This is the gather. So we emphasize, as I mentioned before, the Avei, we have to talk about, before we talk about Simcha, we have to understand the Aveilus here. And a remez to the fact we're mourning a lack of Beit HaMikdash is possibly from the incident in Parshas Vayetze. We have there the time when Yaakov Avinu lay down to sleep, Eshkev HaMokam Ahu, and what did he do? When he went to sleep, what did he put under his head? Put a stone under his head. So why did he put a stone under his head? Have you ever heard of putting a stone under your head? If you want to have a comfortable night, you put a pillow, you don't put a stone. And where is it brought? It's brought in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We put a stone under your head or under your pillow, so you can sleep with less comfort as part of our availus for the Beit HaMikdash. So the kasha is Bishleima, as far as we're concerned, this after the fact. We're mourning the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. But Yaakov Avinu, there hadn't been a Beit HaMikdash yet. So where was his availus for the Beit HaMikdash? Teretz is, you're not availus with the might of Chorban. It's availus with a lack of Beit HaMikdash. We've got a lack of Beit HaMikdash. He also had a lack of Beit HaMikdash. What's happening to the whole world here? And except for one family, they're all over the Avodah Zarah. And you can sleep comfortably in such a situation. We know our Gedolim, I think it's said about the Sasa Emes, then the Ger, the Hasidim were in the war, Russian, Japanese war, he didn't sleep on the bed the whole time. How can I sleep in the bed when there's a my Hasidim in the trenches? It was Mishtati Batsar, other people, Mishtati Batsar Ashkina, Achaz Kama the Kama. See, Yaakovina couldn't sleep comfortably, and that's exactly what we should be feeling at the moment. Now, we're not on the Madrega, feel it all the time, maybe. But at least during these 3 weeks of the 90s in Tisha B'Av, we expected to raise ourselves above our normal hargoshes and feelings and madrega, to feel the lack of hashrosh haschina, as is put in the poskim many times. Kedai beit elokeinu mitzrayat eslayat b'yom echad b'shana. It's really a terrible thing to say. It's for one day of the year. I mean, that's all we have to do. One day of the year to be mitzvah, and that's hard enough for us. That's the availus of Tisha B'Av, which I wanted to emphasize this morning, particularly because we've been hearing about a certain aspect of Simcha in Tisha B'Av, and I'm also going to be talking about that as well. Because the question is, as we know, Tisha B'Av is referred to as a Moed. Now, here's the problem now. Koralai Moed. Alright, so we don't see Tachan on Tisha B'Av. Koralai Moed. So what's that going to be a Moed? Moed is normally understood as a festival. Right? Tisha B'Av is a festival. So you say, well, it's going to be a festival. Yes, Hashem, maybe this year even already also be a festival. But I can't say, that's one pshat. There are other explanations. But, you know, Shabbos Chazoin is an unusual Shabbos. It's a Shabbos of sort of a veiler. It's often the Shabbos of Simcha. You know why? Because there's often an unufruf on Shabbos Chazoin. Because we've got a chasm just after Tisha B'Av, we have an ufruf on Shabbos Chazoin. Muskei Medarshin and Shabbos Chazoin, it's an ufruf. You talk about Avelas, talk about Chuban Abayas, you know, the Baal of Simcha, I don't want to hear about it, you know. It's, you talk about the Simcha, the Chos Mekala, Tatnish for Shabbos Chazoin. So I had that problem myself. So you use the explanation of Moyed being Russian Vaad, meeting. That's what it means. Because although we normally talk about the Moyed as a festival, the MSC is a meeting with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because it's a festival and a Simcha. So we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoza Hashem Kitov Kibelem Chastoi. We're so happy. We're not really happy with ourselves. We want to share the Simcha. We're so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person makes a Simcha, makes a wedding, Hanti Gatayden, and the Chosel makes a Kala, and the Kala makes, oh, Baruch Hashem. You know, you're so happy. You come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, want to thank him. Unfortunately, the other side of the coin is the end of the Torah, the Aleinu. So who do we turn to if not the Rebbeinu Shalom? We believe Amunah Shalema comes with a Tova. We come to him because it's his Vardas. It's a type of his Kavas for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Moed, it means the two things. So Tisha B'Av is also the time of his Kavas to Kodesh Baruch Hu, time of our greatest sorrow of the day, the one day of the year when we feel, and we're supposed to feel, great at Tzar. So we come to the Rebbeinu Shalom, look, we want to do something about it. We need a Beit HaMikdash. We can't stand that Ashrach Shechina. Of course, on the other side of the coin is the Gemara says already in Sanhedrin. What do you mean? We're waiting for him, he's waiting for us. Hayomi Makolo Tishmo. Today, he's ready for the Mashiach today. We're just not ready to receive him. I mean, I often think the Mashiach would come today, and it would be a Hasidish, you know, the Litvaks wouldn't be so happy, and the Litvak, you know, the Hasid would accept, I mean, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, you know, it's difficult to see how, because we haven't got access, you know. But of course, there are other things mentioned. I can't say Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim said the Simas Chinam is really means Lashon Hara. So see, we learn here Lashon Hara is Shmir Saloshon. Everyone's got a Kriya and two Alachas a day. So everybody careful about Lashon Hara nowadays. Because then we have a Frumal Lashon Hara. I once heard about. But someone was going well in the Shidduch. All of a sudden, I'm not interested. Why am I interested all of a sudden? Because someone said about him, he's not so yeshivish. Not so yeshivish. Now, I found out later on, he watched me late for Mincha, and he didn't have a hat with him. You know, not so yeshivish. You say that to LS, the Mechotonim is not so yeshivish. So, Lashon Hara. Or, we wanted to be kept Shabbos properly. So, but people they all show me Shabbat. So what's the problem there? The truth is, to learn Shmir Shabbat properly is a long It's a long avodah, and then people forget the details. Quite often, unfortunately, you see people, quite often, I've seen it more than one occasion, where people they drop some shalom from on their suit or something, and then they're cleaning it off, Shabbos by talking. It's a malabim. I was just going along on Shabbos, and I was a teenager was like playing with a rope hanging from a tree, the Shtamish B'ilam. And another a woman I happened to meet, she told me she watered her plant Shabbos morning. She said it wasn't that it should grow, it was only that it shouldn't die. So maybe think of Shmita. This is a rare on Shabbos. The God Nefesh of the plant. Yeah. Okay. So I'd risk that throwing that in sort of. I was talking to somebody recently. He said he lived in a place with another Jew in the block, and there's other goyim there, and he made an eruv with the other Jew. This is Shem Shabbos Jew. It was there nobody else living there. He said there was another fellow there, but he wasn't Shem Shabbos. But he smelled very nicely when I asked him, "A shine of the mode of the eruv." He said, "What about the goyim? Is the goyim count?" You've got to make schiras of going. So, you know, people need to go over the halachas. So maybe we've got our own avodah to do. But I like to discuss about another aspect of Karolai Moed. And this is actually from Ravolva, the Chorani Lebrocha, in the Ali Shah. He says something fascinating. He says, Yeish, Moyed shall kirov, for yesh moyed shall richuk. There's a moyed which symbolizes closeness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's a moyed which symbolizes distance from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's very difficult. What do you mean? It's a moyed because they're far away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he brings the psukim from Yirmiyah, from the Torah. Not last week, but the week before, where Yirmiyah HaNavi, first we told the people the heart of that person the Raya Chastam in this thing, like before he criticized the people, told them how wonderful they were. It's always a good idea. But then he told them, he says, you know, you've been doing these terrible avodas. Avodah Zara, Shvich of Domim, Avodah Zara, Giri Arayas, and Shvich of Domim. And he says to them, "Eich Tomi Lo Nizmeis." It's not just they've done it; they're actually saying they haven't done it. Eich Tomi Lo Nizmeis. Achrei Avadim Lo Lachti. Rizachet Bagayit Imal Tisa. No, you have done it, and they were denying it. So I mean, that's Amakasha. What do you mean they were denying it? How can you deny the Averus of the Yomim Tisa? It's quite clear what you're doing. So tried to think of what the terutzim is. Sometimes you have lomadish terutzim with people who are yetzaris. There's a kemz in a form of tamachokam sometimes. So the Gemara says la'avdi yisar, but it's not a hatem arayet. So we didn't mean to bow down, but it's not, you know, just a hatem arayet. So okay, so that's what they meant by that. When it came to gilah, it's the chatosus in Gittin, which says a woman is machaza achas nuz, so for as far as a man is concerned, he's considered an oinus. Toshes in Gittin. He actually says only gabi chatika de yisus kechavercha. Okay, but you know they knew that toshes. So they said, where am I missing? It came to shvichas damim. So how can you say you haven't killed when you actually killed? The Gemara Sanhedrin, 10 people. Sorry, by the other, I saw my colors. The massacre in the speller to death was a potter. It says Ishkiyak. They had terutzim for everything. But truth is that as the yilkut there, Rabbi Shimon Mechalat Oimer, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim, Amah Veisi Kol Mishpatim Alalu Bishur Shamal Talo Chatosi. Shneem Ainin Mishpat Oischa Alim Recholim Chatosi. The Chorban came not because they did their avodas, the fascinating thing, because they said they haven't done the Aveiros. That was the time on Klal Yisrael, they haven't done the Aveiros with all their territory. But this was before the Chorban. When it came to the Chorban, so then they realized they're talking on Aveiros, and they had been guilty, and all their terutzim fell away. They realized, right, 10 people kill one person, you're not a chiyav misa, a technical point, but although if it's a chiyav, 10 people to kill the other terutzim, but not the Mishkan terutzim. The Chorban, they recognized how far away they were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you recognize how far away you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you can see the roots back, maybe far away, that's already, it's an important turning point. And it's actually bechina of simcha as well. You've completely changed the spiritual map here. Next week maybe we'll be going on a holiday to I don't know the reason I'm here so well. Maybe going on a holiday to Wales, and you can take up the go up the M1. You're supposed to move on at a certain point. You're supposed to take us the M5 or something, or the M4 outside. So this fellow, he didn't know about the M4. From M4, he just continues up the road. He's over the M1. He leaves. He doesn't know about leaves. He's never been there before. He's from somewhere else. Right? So he's a never. He doesn't know where he is at all. He doesn't even know he's lost. Right. So a fellow takes the wrong turning, and he's in John O'Groats. John O'Groats is the highest, northernmost of Scotland, right? He's in John O'Groats. You've gone completely out of your way. But here, this is where you are, and here's a map, and this is the way to get back to Wales. Oh, he's a happy man. He at least knows this is where he has to go from now onwards. So this is the moyes of Tisha B'Av, when we acknowledge how far away we are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our davening is not as good as it should be. Shemir Shemit is a good, but isn't perfect. Person can be a Shemir Shabbos Michalaloi. I've talked about in Edra a few times. Shemir Shabbos Michalaloi, but he's not Makadosh Shavir Karula to really utilize the Shabbos for use as a spiritual injection. If a person thinks lo chatzati that I'm really doing well, there's nothing wrong with me at all. My adam lechavero is excellent, and my any faults I've got is all together oynes. So we're very far away, and we're lost. But if we can at least acknowledge that we're far away, and we sort of begin the route back, then we are going in the right direction. And this is a gather of moed, moed of richuk, as Rav Olda explains. And just the quote, the word translated word of Rav Dessler, sanctuaries in time. If one grieves over one's inability to come close to God, if one mourns over the destruction of the temple in his heart so much that he is moved to tears, then the Shechin is already returning from its exile. Our rabbis say, whoever mourns over Jerusalem merits to see its joy. Tanit 30b. True mourning over the exile of the Shechinah is a sign of the slow healing of the wayward heart, and that is the cause of rejoicing now. Weeping throughout the generations is not a punishment, is the sole remedy. Indeed, the true purpose of all the anguish which God brings on us is to lead us to awareness of the loss of the temple in the heart, and this is the way to redemption. I'd like to bring one more aspect of the positive aspect of Tisha B'Av, and it's really something based on the Gemara in Tanit. It's a very well known Gemara, Amrei Yehuda Bereidah Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmez Rav, Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mamayetim Besimcha, Kach Mishenichnas Adam Abbe Besimcha. well known Chazal. So this time of the year we have Maya B'Simcha, comes Adar, we Ma'abed B'Simcha. Well, what's one got to do with the other? It's two separate halachas. And the Gemara seems to put them together. Kashem. It seems to be a Habal HaTariah. So what's the Kashem here? So they bring an explanation in the name of the Gra, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't surprising that there were Nisim done for Klal Yisrael. I saw a Nisim now to other things, as I was saying in Pirkei Avos. It was Nisim done, time of Gilead, Gilead Shechina, so there'll be Nisim. But in the time of a Hester upon him, you wouldn't expect any Nisim. So therefore, after Chuba Nabayas, we have lost this direct Gilead of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you might think there's no place now for Nisim. Comes again Purim, and you see, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us after all, even a time of Hester upon him. So you are, it adds to your Simcha. Mamish Kishen to Mamayim B'Simcha, just like you Mamayim B'Simcha this time of the year, because you realize that we lost the Beit HaMikdash. And we haven't got the Shekhinah as we used to. So kach b'shenichmas Adam Arvin, we're even happy when it comes to Adar, when we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is missing for us, even though we're in Galus. And the Gaon gives a marshal of a king who wanted to punish his son and sent him out to the forest. But on the other hand, he didn't want his he didn't want his son to be damaged, so he sent out some of his servants to look after him. And the son was in the forest there, the prince, and all of a sudden there was some robbers come, and he's thinking, oh, yeah, what's going to happen now? I'm going to be killed. And all of a sudden, out come from behind there's some of these servants, and they saved him. Oh, so he thought, you know, I got after that one. And afterwards, some wild animals came. He thought, this must be the end. And then the servants came out again and shooed them away. It's happened two or three times, and my father must have sent these servants to look after me. The simcha was very great now. He realizes that he's not been forsaken. He's been sent away, maybe, but he's not been forsaken. Really, really, his father, the king, is looking after him. And then this is the state of Klal Yisrael about the Golas. Because despite the fact that we're in Golas, despite the fact we're Hamri Zecha to the Chorban to the Beit HaMikdash, but we still exist, as we mentioned at the beginning. We still survive. What grace and nace could there be the fact that we're still here? We're still sitting here learning Torah. Klal Yisrael are still existing. This is the greatest nace of all. So this is the nechama. This is the another aspect of the simcha of Tisha B'Av. We are mourning, and I emphasized at the beginning how much we have to mourn about the lack of the Shechina has upon him. But there is this gedolim of simcha as well. But is a simcha, because at least we know how far away we are. We've thrown away our terutzim, and our simcha, despite the fact that we're in Golas, we're still nisim, and we, despite the fact we are one lamb surrounded by 70 wolves, we're still here. So we have got an avodah to do during Tisha B'Av, but it is a together ibdu Hashem a simcha, come a sabbal of Yerushalayim zecher, v'reitz in the pasuk should all be zecher v'mehir v'mehir.